None but the hungry heart. 4:23. Fulfilled law. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Romans 6, verse 14. The believer's attitude towards the law is that it is holy and just and good. He does not belittle it by refusing to be under it. He honours it by acknowledging its fulfilment. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. If I say I am under law and stop there, I am left in spiritual anarchy. If I say I am under law and under grace, I am in the current Galatian heresy, which seeks to combine law and grace. But if I say I am not under the law, but under grace, I am giving a biblical and Christian testimony. Our identification with Christ in his death places us in perfect reconciliation to a violated law. God has said, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." The believer has sinned and has died in Christ's death. The law has said, "Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them." None have continued in obedience, but Christ has been made a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." Hence, crucified with Christ, we have been accursed in him. Not one jot or tittle has then passed away from the law, but all has been fulfilled. If then, when you died with Christ, you put away the childish lessons of outward things, why, as though you still lived in outward things, do you submit yourselves to decrees? Colossians 2, verse 20.